welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you, and I'm going to be a bit vulnerable here, I'm going to share with you something that happened to me that then made me think about why I need to read the Word of God. And you might think, well, that's a bit weird of what happened, what led me to it, but stay with me and I'll show you how. Actually, Bruce and I had been arguing, my husband Bruce, and you know, you have those arguments that seem to go on, and he can't see your point of view and you can't see his point of view. And you know, I was like feeling like I was beating my head against a brick wall. Ladies, you know what that feels like. Because sometimes too, we can talk, and the man just glares at us or stares at us or doesn't respond or doesn't say anything, and that makes you even more angry and more want to, you know, frustrated. And I was just trying to go, I cried to God out quietly during the argument, saying, Lord, can you just give me the words so he would understand? Please, I need him to understand what I'm trying to say. You know, sometimes it is just that communication, understanding. And God answered me differently. I felt God say, you are frail. Your husband is frail. You're not perfect. Only I am perfect. And what you are asking of your husband, from your husband, he is not able to give you, if ever, or just right now. But if you ask me to give what you need, I can give it to you. So in the middle of this argument, I sent up a prayer, and this is what the Spirit told me. And actually, it just ended that we didn't resolve what we were talking about. We just sort of both went off in a huff and said, I've got to go to work and I've got to go here. So, but I started really thinking about what the Spirit of God was telling me. I cannot be perfect for Bruce. You know, he might, we all do. We want this perfect partner, perfect friend, perfect mum, perfect dad, perfect sister, perfect brother, perfect neighbour. We're not perfect ourselves. We choose wrong. We say wrong things. We are unkind. We, you know, we have good things, but we have bad things in us. We have sin within us. And often what we put on others, how we want them to act towards us, we don't actually even put on ourselves. And I felt I really needed to know God more, be encouraged by his word more, because it's he who will satisfy me. It is God himself who will nourish me and feed me. It is God himself who will encourage me perfectly, bring me all my needs perfectly. He's the one who transforms my heart. He's the one that transforms my husband's heart so that the two shall become one. You know, be united. Doesn't mean that we're still not our own individual people, but we are unified in our love together, in our forgiveness together. I don't have to think like Bruce. I don't have to be Bruce. I've got to be myself. But I bring my wholeness, my whole self to the partnership. And God, amongst that, purifies both of us. So I really desired then to read the Word of God more. Only God can give me what I truly need. I need to embrace God more. He's the one. He's the great I am. And he's actually the one who always fully embraces and never holds back to me. He pours out himself totally to me. That's what Jesus did on the cross. total pouring out of himself, body and spirit, to us. That is resembling what God the Father has done. Jesus, his Son, and the Holy Spirit totally pouring out themselves for us. Psalm 86:11 says, "Teach me your ways, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness." So I've got to be able to be teachable. And I need to read the word so that I can learn what I'm supposed to be learning. Teach me your ways, Lord. What are God's ways? Read the Bible. His ways are written down there. Go seek him out. The more I listen to God's word, the less I hear the ongoing naggings of this world. When I read what the truth is, I then actually see the falsehood that the world often tells me about or speaks to me about or says live this way. And I'm going, nah, that doesn't fit with God's kingdom. You know, God's word is a beautiful melody of God's truth. It rises up. And when it rises up within me, my worries actually fade in the light of God. His light shines, and then no darkness can be hidden. Nothing's hidden from him. His perspective on what troubles me overshadows my anxieties. It stops them often, stops them in their tracks. Don't think like that. I can overcome all things, said our Lord. I have overcome all things. Seek refuge under his wings. You know, it talks about the imagery of this big eagle with his wings spread out, and we can hide under the shadow of his wings. Did you read that? We hide, not even just under the wings, under his shadow is enough power, is enough, you know, calming, is enough help for us. Just his shadow. Can you just, you know, I often think, Lord, would you pass by me and just extend your shadow over me? That would be enough. That's how powerful our God is. You know, this time alone with God prepares me for what I will need throughout the day, throughout the week, into the future. It actually also heals me from my past. The word of God is powerful. It transforms me. It brings truth. It brings love. It brings forgiveness. You know, God's word equips me to handle what is ahead with his gentle boldness, his strength and loving grace. You know, I was listening in the car the other day, and this beautiful song came on the radio, and it says, "Only he has perfect grace and empathy." So true. He is the only one who has perfect grace to give me, perfect empathy. He understands me. Don't you want to be understood? He knows. He understands. He cares. The Holy Spirit says what we need to say. It says if you don't have words, the Holy Spirit will give you the words. The Holy Spirit helps you when you're feeling secure. The Holy Spirit helps you when you're feeling lack of confidence and insecure. Psalm 86:13 says, "Great is your love toward me." You know, you're feeling insecure. Just walk around going, "Great is your love toward me, O Lord. I trust in you. You are with me. You walk with me." Just keep telling him what we know, or telling yourself what we know is truth, what we know he's done for us, what you know he is. You know, I'll always fall short. I'll always mess up. I'll always say the wrong words. Not just me. You will too. Bruce will. I just know. I don't mean to, but I just do. But only you, O Lord, you will never fall short. You can't fall short. You're perfect. And you will never mess up my life. You have a perfect plan for me. You know what is most amazing? Think of having a prayer time. And sometimes it's like, oh, great. Haven't done my 15 minutes prayer. Haven't spent time reading the word. Because some days you just don't feel fazed to do it. Try and see it this way. What is most amazing is that the Saviour of the universe wants to spend time with you. Wow, how precious. Jesus, the Saviour of the world, wants to spend time with me. You will not want to leave prayer. You'll go, oh my goodness, Lord, I've got to go to work. I'm sorry. Come with me today. He's with you anyway. Invite him with you. Come on, let's go, Lord. I've got to leave this chair now. I've got to go pack my bag and out to the car. Prayer would be not as difficult anymore because you know that the Lord is waiting to spend time with you. Maybe you find it difficult to read. How do I read this? What does it all mean? I don't even understand it. But nowadays there's so many books on what it's meaning. Go and Google good commentaries and they explain what it means. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what it means. You can get Bible translations that try and put it into simple everyday words. If you can't understand it, try and some of the more, there's one called the Message Bible, and it tries to put it into everyday language. Now, I love it, but I don't think it's as good or as sticking to the same Hebrew-Greek translation as the ones we use. But it's still good because sometimes I go, what does that mean? So I go read that and it gives me a glimpse. Ah, and then when I read that back again, I go, that's what it means. I understand more. Go and ask someone who's older and wiser and understands the Word of God more. You will learn so much more. But God's Word, what does it do? It shows us His love. It shows us His goodness. God's Word can teach, comfort, satisfy, answer, acknowledge, show, change, transform me. It helps us live out this Word. Because this isn't just words on a page like a normal book, like my book. This is the Spirit living and active within our lives. It helps us stay focused on Jesus. Remember where Peter was, saw Jesus walking on the water? And he cries out and said, Lord, if it is you, ask me to come. And Jesus says, come. So Peter starts walking because he's looking at Jesus. He's keeping his eyes focused on Jesus. And then he realizes, oh, hang on a minute. Oh, look at the waves. Oh, my goodness, we're in a storm. This is really bad. And he starts sinking. So too in life. If we don't stay focused on Jesus, if we still don't have the truth, the Word of God within our hearts, within our spirit, within our lives, we drown. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on the way, the truth, and the life. And you'll be able to walk on the waters in your life. God can take the circumstances, the waves, the storm away. But if He doesn't, He'll still walk with you on those waters and you'll be able to walk through. What is it? I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for you, O God, are with me. So can you see how the quarrel, the misunderstanding that I had, the argument I had with Bruce, God spoke to me and said, come and be with me more, read my word. And I'm actually, I hope, being transformed more to love my husband more, to acknowledge he is not perfect and I can't put that perfection on him. I can't expect him to be who he is not. And I actually love him more because the love comes from my God. It doesn't come just from me. So I pray that you hear what I'm sharing about and that it encourages you to go read the Word of God, which is living and active, and it breathes life into our lives. Thanks for listening.